Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present today wish to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem, and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. The Holy Father will then impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. And in a special way, his blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick. The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the Creed, we now reflect on the resurrection of the body. Christian faith illumines the mystery of death and brings the hope of the resurrection. Death challenges all of us. Apart from belief in God and a vision of life as something greater than earthly existence, death appears as wholly tragic. We misunderstand it, fear and deny it. Yet human beings were made for something greater. We yearn for the infinite, the eternal. Christ's resurrection not only offers us the certainty of life beyond death, it also shows us the true meaning of death. We die as we live. If our lives were lived in loving union with God, we will be able to abandon ourselves serenely and confidently into his hands at the moment of our death. Our Lord frequently tells us to be watchful, knowing that our life in this world is a preparation for the life to come. If we remain close to him, especially through charity to the poor and solidarity with those in need, we need not fear death, but rather welcome it as the door to heaven and to the joy of eternal life.